Civil procedure, federal civil procedure, are we in the right court, dot issue. Personal jurisdiction, dot rule. Federal courts need personal jurisdiction over the parties to hear the lawsuit. It is assessed exactly same as in state court, discuss in state civil procedure. Issue. Subject matter jurisdiction, dot rule. Federal courts need subject matter jurisdiction to hear the lawsuit. Federal courts have subject matter jurisdiction where there is point 1. Diversity of citizenship or point 2. Federal question, state courts can hear anything. Issue. Diversity of citizenship. Rule. Diversity of jurisdiction requires point 1. That the amount in controversy exceeds $75,000 and point 2. That the lawsuit is between citizens of different states. Or between a citizen of a state and a foreign citizen. Alien. Must always discuss both point 1. And point 2. Issue. Citizens of different states, e.g. 1. P. California. Sues D. 1. Texas. And D. 2. California. Okay. E.g. 2. P. CA, sues D. AZ. After filing, D becomes a citizen of CA, what happens? E.g. 3. P. CA wants to sue D. CA in federal court. P. moves to Utah and sues under diversity jurisdiction. Okay. E.g. 4. X Co. in incorporated in PA with its PPB in New York. Citizenship? E.g. 5. Partnership has partners who are citizens of CA, AZ, and NV. What is partnership citizenship? E.g. 6. E.ca sues as executrix of the estate of P.tn. What citizenship is relevant? Rule. Citizens of different states. States includes DC and Puerto Rico. Citizens of different states requires complete diversity. Complete diversity rule. There is no diversity if any plaintiff is a citizen of the same state as any defendant. E.g. 1, no, because P and D 2 are co-citizens. How do we determine a litigant's citizenship? If a litigant is a natural person. Who is a U.S. citizen, citizenship is in the state of her domicile. Domicile is established if point 1. Presence in state. Physical requirement. And point 2. The subjective intent to make it her permanent home. Mental requirement. To determine intent, look to all relevant information. Example, in state tuition, voting. A person can have only one domicile at a time. Also, no one can have no domicile. The diversity is tested when the case is filed. E.g. 2, nothing happens. We do not care what happens to citizenships after the case is filed or what the citizenships were before the case was filed. E.g. 3, yes, if P changed her domicile. Here, she moved to Utah, but it is not clear if she has made Utah her domicile because her intent is not clear. If a litigant is a corporation, citizenship is in point 1. State where the corporation was incorporated and point 2. The one state where the corporation has its principal place of business. PPB. So corporation, unlike humans, can have two citizenships. E.g. 4, the corporation's citizenships are in PA and New York. If the question does not tell you the PPB. Usually test will tell you where the PPB is, throw in two tests, point 1. Nerve center. Where corporate decisions are made, which is usually the headquarters. And point 2. Muscle center. Where the corporation does more stuff than anywhere else. Usually, use nerve center unless all corporate activity is in one state. Note there is only one PPB. No corporation can have more than one PPB. If a litigant is an unincorporated association. Like partnership, LLC, its citizenships equals the citizenships of all members. That includes general and limited partners. E.g. 5, CA, AZ, and NV. All three of members' citizenship. Where incorporated is irrelevant. Rarely tested. If a litigant is decedents, minors, and incompetents, citizenship is in the citizenships of decedents, minors, and incompetents themselves, not the citizenship of their representative. Ignore representative. E.g. 6, TN, ignore E citizenship. Issue. Amount in controversy, e.g. 1. P sues for more than $75,000 but ultimately recovers less than $75,000. E.g. 2, P sues D for $40,000 breach of contract and $50,000 for a totally unrelated claim against D, e.g. 3. P1 sues D for $50,000. In the same case, P2 sues D for $40,000. Okay? E.g. 4, P sues joint tortfeasors X, Y, and Z for $75,001. Okay, dot rule. In addition to meeting the complete diversity rule, P must have a good faith allegation that her claim exceeds $75,000. Not counting interest on the claim or costs of litigation. Cannot sue for exactly $75,000. Must exceed $75,000 whatever the P claims in good faith is okay unless it is clear to a legal certainty that she cannot recover more than $75,000. E.g., statutory ceiling on recovery. But that is rare. What she wins is irrelevant to jurisdiction. But a P who wins less than $75,000 may have to pay D's litigation costs. Usually, loser pays winner's costs, which do not include attorney's fees. E.g. 2, jurisdiction is okay because what she wins is irrelevant to jurisdiction. But a P who wins less than $75,000 may have to pay D's litigation costs. To meet the amount requirement, P can aggregate his claims if it is 1P versus 1D, e.g. 2. Okay. The amount is $90,000. P cannot aggregate claims when the case is not by a single P against a single D, e.g. 3. No, you cannot aggregate these two claims because the case is not by a single P against a single D. This case cannot invoke the diversity jurisdiction. For joint claims, P can use the total value of the claim. In joint claim, number of D is irrelevant. E.g. 4, yes. For joint claims, use the total value of the claim. In joint claim, number of D is irrelevant. Equitable relief. The amount requirement is determined by two tests, point 1. P's viewpoint test and point 2. D's viewpoint test. If either is met, most courts say okay. E.g. P sues D for an injunction to tear down part of his house that blocks P's view. P's viewpoint. Does the blocked view decrease the value of P.S. property by more than $75,000? D's viewpoint. Would it cost D more than $75,000 to comply with the injunction? Issue. Exclusions. Rarely tested. Rule. Even if the requirements for diversity of citizenship jurisdiction are met, federal courts will not hear actions involving issuance of divorce, alimony or child custody decree or to probate an estate. Issue. Federal question cases, e.g. X hires Y to build a house. Y fails to build, but argues that a federal environmental statute prohibits building where X wants to build. X sues Y for specific performance, and alleges that the federal statute does not apply. FQ jurisdiction, dot rule. Complaint must show a right or interest founded substantially on a federal law, e.g., federal constitution, legislation. In other words, the claim must arise under federal law. Citizenship of the parties is not relevant. The amount in controversy is not relevant. Well-pleaded complaint rule. It is not enough just that some federal issue is raised by the complaint. The claim itself must arise under federal law. Look at the claim itself. Ignore extra stuff P might have alleged. Ask, is the P enforcing a federal right? If answer is yes, the case can go to federal court under FQ jurisdiction. If answer is no, the case cannot. E.g. No FQ jurisdiction. Because X is not enforcing a federal right. Issue. Supplemental jurisdiction, e.g. P.Utah. Sues D1.ca and D2.Utah. On state law claims in one case. The claims arise from the same transaction, exceed $75,000. Can the claim by P against D2 invoke supplemental jurisdiction? Rule. After a case is in federal court through diversity or FQ, supplemental jurisdiction may allow additional claim in that case into federal court. The claim must share a common nucleus of operative fact with the claim that invoked federal subject matter jurisdiction. This test is always met by claims that arise from the same transaction or occurrence. To, as the underlying claim. The limitation in diversity case, P cannot use supplemental jurisdiction to overcome a lack of diversity, e.g. no. P can never overcome a lack of diversity in a diversity case. P. Can use supplemental jurisdiction to overcome lack of diversity for a claim in a federal question case. The limitation only applies in diversity case. P. Can also use supplemental jurisdiction to overcome a lack of amount in controversy for a claim in a diversity case. Any party but P. can use supplemental jurisdiction to overcome either a lack of complete diversity or amount in controversy in any case. Summary: a non-federal, non-diversity claim can be heard in federal court if it meets the test, unless it is 1. Asserted by AP. 2. In a diversity of citizenship. Not FQ. Case and 3. Would violate complete diversity. Issue. Discretionary factors. Rarely tested. Rule. Court has discretion not to hear the supplemental claim. 1. If the FQ is dismissed early in the proceedings, or 2. If the state law claim is complex, or 3. State law issues would predominate. Issue. Removal. Rule. Removal allows DS to have case filed in state court, removed, transferred to federal court. If removal is improper, federal court can remand to state court. It goes only from a state trial court to a federal trial court. Generally, D can remove if the case could be heard in federal court. The case could invoke the diversity or FQ, federal subject matter jurisdiction. FSMJ. The case can only be removed to the federal district embracing the state court in which the case was originally filed. Must remove no later than 30 days after service of the first removable document. Usually, this means 30 days after service of process. But some cases are not removable then and only become removable later. D has 30 days from service of the document that first made the case removable. All DS must agree. P can never remove. No exception. If the case is diversity case, no removal if any D is a citizen of the forum. E.g., P.GA sues D1.CA and D2.AB. In an AB state court for $500,000. D1 and D2 cannot remove. This in-state D rule never applies in FQ cases. Only diversity cases. In same case, if P dismisses the claim against D2, the case becomes removable because there is no D who is a citizen of the forum. So D1 has 30 days from service of the dismissal of D2 in which to remove. But in a diversity case, no removal more than 1 year after the case was filed in state court. Date always matter procedure for removal. 1. D files notice of removal in federal court, stating grounds of removal. 2. Signed under Rule 11. 3. Attach all documents served on D in state action. 4. Copy to all adverse parties. 5. Then, file copy of notice in state court. If removal was procedurally improper, P moves to remand to state court. She must do so within 30 days of removal. But if there is no FSMJ, P can move to remand anytime. Or the federal court can remand anytime. There is no time limit on raising lack of FSMJ. AD who files a permissive counterclaim or cross-complaint in state court probably waives the right to remove. Filing a compulsory counterclaim in state court, though, probably does not waive the right to remove. Issue. The Erie Doctrine. Rule. The Erie Doctrine requires, in diversity cases, federal court must apply state substantive law. If there is a federal law, like federal constitution or statute or federal rule of civil procedure or federal rule of evidence. On point that directly conflicts with state law, apply the federal law, as long as it is valid. Because of the supremacy clause of the Constitution. If there is no federal law on point, but if issue is one of the easy ones, 1. Elements of a claim or defense, 2. Statute of limitations. 3. Rules for tolling statutes of limitations, and 4. Conflict. Or choice. Or law rules, it is clearly substantive and must apply state law. Unlikely tested. If there is no federal law on point and it is not easy one, but federal judge wants to do ignore the state law. If the issue is one of substantive law, though, she must follow state law. Analyze the facts per these three tests, and come to a reasonable conclusion. Outcome determinative, would applying or ignoring the state rule affect outcome of case? If so, it's probably a substantive rule. Balance of interests. Does either federal or state system have strong interest in having its rule applied? Avoid forum shopping. If the federal court ignores state law on this issue, will it cause more parties prefer federal court? If so, should probably apply state law. Issue. Venue. Rule. The country is divided into federal districts. Venue shows exactly which federal court to bring lawsuit. P needs to lay venue in a proper district. Issue. Local actions. Transitory actions. Rule. Local actions are actions about ownership, possession or injury. Including trespass. To land which must be filed in the district where the land lies. Transitory actions are actions which is not local actions. In any transitory case, P may lay venue in any district either where 1. All DS reside or 2. A substantial part of the claim arose. E.g. 1. P.D. Kansas. Sues D1.E.D.C.A. and D2.D. Colorado, there is no district where all DS reside. E.g. 2. P.D. Nevada. Sues D1.N.D.C.A. and D2.C.D.C.A. Special rule in cases, exception of 1, where all Ds reside in different districts of the same state, P can lay venue in the district in which any of them resides. P can sue them both in the N.D.C.A. or the C.D.C.A. Of course, can sue any district, substantial part of the claim arose. Issue. Residence for venue purposes. Rule. A natural person's residence basically equals domicile. So usually same place as citizenship for diversity of citizenship purposes. Corporations and other business associations reside in all districts where they are subject to personal jurisdiction when the case is filed. Do not confuse residence with citizenship for diversity. Ford Motor is a citizen of Delaware.Inc. and Michigan.PPB. But it resides in every district in the U.S., B.C. It does business in every district in U.S. and is subject to personal jurisdiction in every district. Issue. Transfer of venue. Rule. Transfer of venue is sending a case from one federal district court to another federal district court. But it is limited to transferring to a district court where case could have been filed. If venue in original district is proper, court may transfer to another federal district, based upon convenience for the parties and witnesses and the interest of justice. Court has discretion to order transfer based upon 1. Public factors. What law applies, what community should be burdened with jury service. And 2. Private factors. Convenience, where witnesses and evidence are. The court to which case is transferred under this statute applies the choice of law rules of original court. Even if P sought the transfer. If venue in original district is improper, court may transfer in the interests of justice or dismiss. Learning about the case. Issue. Service of process. Rule. Must give notice to D. Deliver to D. 1. A summons. Formal court notice of suit and time for response. And 2. A copy of the complaint. These two documents are called process. Must serve within 120 days of filing case or case will be dismissed without prejudice, unless P shows good cause for delay in serving. Any non-party who is at least 18 years old can serve process. She does not have to be appointed by a court. How process is served, personal service, documents given to D personally anywhere in the forum state. Substitute service, process is properly served if process is left at 1. D's usual abode and 2. Served someone of suitable age and discretion who resides there. E.g., babysitter does not work B.C. she does not reside there. Service on D's agent, process can be delivered to D's agent, if receiving service is within the scope of agency. Example: agent appointed by contract or by law or corporation's registered agent, managing agent, or officer. In addition, in federal court P can use methods of service permitted by state law of the state where the federal court sits or where service is effected. Waiver by mail, mail. Regular mail is okay. To D, a copy of the complaint and two copies of waiver form, with a prepaid means of returning the form. If D executes and mails the waiver form to P within 30 days, D waives formal service. P files the waiver in court. D waives only service, not lack of personal jurisdiction or venue. If D fails to return the waiver form, P then has D served personally or by substituted service, and the court will make D pay the cost of service, unless D had good cause of delay. Federal court can serve process outside the state in which it sits only if state law allows, e.g., with a long-arm statute. D is immune from service while she is in state to be a witness or party in another civil case. For subsequent papers. Example: answer, other pleadings, motions, discovery requests and responses. Serve by delivering or mailing the document to the party's attorney or pro se party. If mailed, add 3 days for any required response. Issue. Pleadings. Rule. Pleading is document setting forth claims and defenses. Issue. Rule 11. Rule. Rule 11 requires attorney or pro se party, a party representing herself, to sign all papers except discovery documents, which are treated by another rule. With signature, the person is certifying that to the best of her knowledge and belief, after reasonable inquiry, that 1. The paper is not for an improper purpose, point 2. Legal contentions are warranted by law or non-frivolous argument for law change, and point 3. Factual contentions and denials of factual contentions have evidentiary support or are likely to after further investigation. This certification effective every time position is presented to the court, e.g., at signing, at filing, when later advocating a position. It is a continuing certification. Rule 11 sanctions. Though discretionary. Against attorney, firm or party, to deter a repeat of bad conduct. Sanctions can be non-monetary sanctions. Monetary sanctions are often paid to court, not to the other party. Before imposing sanction, court must give a chance to be heard. If another party violates Rule 11, the other party serves the motion on other parties but cannot file it. The party in violation has a safe harbor of 21 days in which to fix the problem and avoid sanctions. If she does not do so, then the motion can be filed. The court can raise Rule 11 problems on its own sua sponte. If it does, by demanding that a party show cause why there should be no sanctions, the court does not have to give a safe harbor of 21 days. Issue. Complaint.Rule. Complaint is a pleading which commences an action. Complaint is constituted by point 1. Statement of grounds for subject matter jurisdiction, point 2. Short and plain statement of the claim, showing entitled to relief, and point 3. Demand for relief sought. In stating the claim, P must plead facts supporting a plausible claim, not just possible claim. Moreover, if the matter is point 1. Circumstances of fraud, point 2. Mistake, or point 3. Special damages, P must plead with particularity or specificity. Special damages do not normally flow from an event. Nerve damage. Issue. Defendant's response. Rule. Rule 12 requires D to respond in either point 1. By motion or point 2. By answer. To avoid default, D must respond no later than 21 days after served with process. Issue. Motions. Rule 12. E.g. 1. P sues D. D files a timely motion to dismiss for defective service of process. The court denies the motion, after which D files and serves her answer, asserting as defenses lack of personal jurisdiction and improper venue. Okay? E.g. 2. At trial, D moves to dismiss for failure to join an indispensable party and for failure to state a claim on which relief can be granted. Okay? E.g. 3. After trial, D asserts for the first time that the court lacks SMJ. Okay, dot rule. Motions are requests for a court order. They are not pleadings. Rarely tested. Issues of form, point 1. 12.E, motion for more definite statement, pleading so vague D cannot frame a response, point 2. 12.F, motion to strike, which is aimed at immaterial things, e.g., demand for jury when no rights exists, any party can bring. Heavily tested. Rule 12.D. Defenses. Point 1. Lack of subject matter jurisdiction. SMJ. Point 2. Lack of personal jurisdiction. Point 3. Improper venue. Point 4. Insufficiency of process. Problem with papers. Point 5. Insufficient service of process. Point 6. Failure to state a claim. Point 7. Failure to join indispensable party. These can be raised either by motion or answer. Point 2, Point 3, Point 4, and Point 5 are waivable. Waivable defenses must be put in the first Rule 12 response or else they are waived. E.g. 1, no. D has waived both defenses because they are waivable and were not her first Rule 12 response. E.g. 2, yes, these two can be raised any time through trial. E.g. 3, yes. That is never waived. SMJ never can be waived at all and can be raised at any time. Even in an appeal. Issue. The answer. Rule. The answer is a pleading D must serve within 21 days after service of process. But if D made a Rule 12 motion, and it is denied, she must serve her answer within 14 days after court rules on motion. If D waived service, has 60 days from P's mailing of waiver to answer. D responds to allegations of complaint in answer, point 1. Admit, point 2. Deny, point 3. State that D lacks sufficient information to admit or deny, point 3. Failure to deny can constitute an admission on any matter except damages. If D wants to deny, D have to deny, argue is not enough. E.g. In his complaint, P alleges D was intoxicated while driving his car. In his answer, D said, P has no proof that I was intoxicated. D has failed to deny the allegation, so has admitted he was intoxicated. If you want to deny, you have to deny, argue is not enough. D also raises affirmative defenses in answer. Basically saying, even if I did all the things P says, P still cannot win, example, statute of limitations, statute of frauds, residential judicata, self-defense. D must plead affirmative defenses. The evidence will be inadmissible if it relates to an affirmative defense that D failed to plead. E.g. P sues D for breach of K. D answers, denying material allegations. At trial, D introduces evidence that the K was procured by P's fraud, and is therefore unenforceable. P objects. The evidence is inadmissible. B.C. It relates to an affirmative defense that D failed to plead. Issue. Counterclaim. Rule. Counterclaim is a claim against an opposing party. In federal court, it is part of D's answer. Compulsory counterclaim is a claim arises from the same TO as P's claim. This must be filed in the pending case or it is waived. The claim cannot be asserted in another action. But if P's claim is dismissed before D files an answer, D can file the claim arises from the same TO in another action. Permissive counterclaim is a claim which does not arise from same TO as P's claim. D may file it with D's answer in this case or can assert it in a separate case. Important. If a counterclaim is procedurally okay, then assess whether it invokes diversity or FQ jurisdiction. If so, it is okay in federal court. If not, then try supplemental jurisdiction. Issue. Cross-claim e.g. P.ca, sues D.New York. And S.New York. For personal injuries of $500,000 arising from a car collision. D was driving S's car. S does not know who is at fault between the two drivers, but knows his car worth $200,000. Is totaled. S wants to recover $200,000 for the property damage. No FQ. Rule. Cross-claim is a claim against a co-party. It must arise from the same TO as the underlying action. The party does not have to file cross-claim in the pending case that they are not compulsory. E.g. 1. S should file a compulsory counterclaim against P. It is against an opposing party and arises from the same TO as P's claim. Now, is there SMJ over the compulsory counterclaim? Always spot this issue. Yes. It invokes diversity. Point 2. S may file a cross-claim against D. It is against a co-party and arises from the same TO as the underlying case, so it is a cross-claim. What about SMJ? No diversity over a cross-claim. So, is there supplemental jurisdiction over the cross-claim? Yes. Because it point 1. Meets the test because it arises from the same TO as the underlying case and point 2. This is not a claim by AP, so limitation on supplemental jurisdiction does not apply. That cross-claim gets supplemental jurisdiction. Issue. Amending pleading. Rule. P has a right to amend once within 21 days after D serves an answer or motion, whichever is earlier. D has a right to amend once within 21 days of serving his answer. If there is no right to amend, parties may seek leave. Permission of court. It will be granted if justice so requires. Courts look to factors such as delay, prejudice, futility of the amendment, in ruling on this issue. Variance. Rule. Variance is where the evidence at trial does not match what was pleaded. If evidence is at variance with the pleadings, it is inadmissible. E.g. P sues for breach of K. D answers. At trial, P introduces evidence that D assaulted him. D does not object. Evidence of assault admitted into evidence. B.C. D did not object. At or after trial, P can move to amend the complaint to confirm to the evidence to show the assault claim. In same case, but D does object. Evidence of assault inadmissible. B.C. It is at variance with the pleadings. Issue. Amendment after the statute of limitations has run. Relation back. Important. Rule. To join a new claim, P files his complaint and has process served on July 1. The statute of limitations runs on July 10. In August, P seeks leave to amend to add a new claim. Rule, amended pleadings relate back if they concern the same conduct, transaction, or occurrence as the original pleading. Relation back means you treat the amended pleading as though it was filed when the original was filed, so it can avoid a statute of limitations problem. We would treat this amendment as though it was filed on July 1, so we are okay. To change AD after the statute has run, this will relate back if point 1. It concerns the same conduct, transaction, or occurrence as the original. Point 2. The new party knew of the action within 120 days of its filing, and 3. She also knew that, but for mistake, she would have been named originally. Only fact pattern for the bar. This applies when P sued the wrong D first, but the right D knew about it. E.g. P is injured in AX. P sues X, Inc. before the statute runs and has process served on X within 120 days. P should have sued X Ltd. Mr. X is president of X Ltd. and is authorized to receive service. P discovers the problem after the statute runs, and seeks leave to amend to name X Ltd. This will relate back. Issue. Discovery. Rule. Required disclosures. This material must be produced even though no one asks for it. Initial disclosures, unless court order or stipulation of parties differs, in most cases, within 14 days of the Rule 26. F. Conference, must identify persons and give copies. Or description. Of documents or electronically stored information likely to have discoverable information that the disclosing party may use to support its claims or defenses, computation of damages, and insurance for any judgment. Experts, as directed by court, must identify experts who may be used at trial, written report containing opinions, data used, qualifications, compensations, etc. Pre-trial, no later than 30 days before trial, must give detailed information about trial evidence, including documents and identity of witnesses to testify live or by deposition. Issue. Discovery tools. Discovery tools may not be used until after Rule 26.F, conference unless court order or stipulation allows. Key issue with discovery tools, which can be used get information from a non-party. Discovery tools, point 1. Deposition, point 2. Interrogation, point 3. Requests to produce, point 4. Physical or mental examination, point 5. Request for admission. Issue. Depositions. Rule. Deponent gives sworn oral answers to questions by counsel or pro se parties. Recorded by sound or video or stenographically, and a transcript can then be made. Can depose non-parties or parties. Non-party should be subpoenaed, or she is not compelled to attend. Subpoena could be duces tecum, which requires the deponent to bring material. Example, documents. With her. Party need not be subpoenaed. Notice of the deposition, properly served, is sufficient to compel attendance. Cannot take more than 10 depositions or depose the same person twice without court approval or stipulation. Deposition cannot exceed 1 day of 7 hours unless court orders or parties stipulate. Use at trial. All subject to rules of evidence. Point 1. Impeach the deponent. Point 2. Any purpose if the deponent is an adverse party. Point 3. Any purpose if the deponent. Regardless of whether a party is unavailable for trial, unless that absence was procured by the party seeking to introduce the evidence. Unless she agrees, non-party cannot be required to travel more than 100 miles from her residence or place where she regularly transacts business for the deposition. Notice of subpoena to a business may require it to designate the right person for deposition, e.g., to depose the person who designed a particular product. Questions can be oral or written. If written, read by court reporter. Issue. Interrogatories. Rule. Interrogatories are questions propounded in writing to another party, to be answered in writing under oath. Must respond with answers or objections within 30 days. The party can say she does not know the answer, but only after reasonable investigation. If the answer could be found in business records and it would be burdensome to find it, can allow propounder access to those records. At trial, cannot use party's own interrogatory answers. Others may be used per regular rules of evidence. Cannot serve more than 25. Including subparts. Without court order or stipulation. Issue. Requests to produce. 2009 tested. Rule. Requests to produce are requests to another party. Or to non-party if accompanied by subpoena. Requesting that she make available for review and copying various documents or things, including electronically stored information, or permit entry upon designated property for inspection. Must respond within 30 days of service, stating that the material will be produced or stating objection. Issue. Physical or mental examination. 2009 tested. Rule. Physical or mental examination is only available through court order on showing that parties. Or person in party's control, example, parent in control of child. Health is an actual controversy in good cause. I.e., need it and cannot get it elsewhere. Party seeking the order chooses the suitably licensed person to perform the exam. Person examined may obtain copy of report simply by asking for it, but by doing so waives his doctor-patient privilege re-reports by his doctors re that condition. Issue. Request for admission. Rule. Request for admission is a request by one party to another party to admit the truth of any discoverable matters. Often used to authenticate documents. The propounding party will send copies of the documents to be authenticated with the request. Must respond within 30 days of service. The response is to admit or deny. Can indicate lack of information only if indicate having made a reasonable inquiry. Failure to deny tantamount to admission. Can amend if failure not in bad faith. Issue. Other issues about discovery tools. Rule. Parties sign substantive answers to discovery under oath. Every discovery request and response is signed by counsel certifying. Point 1. It is warranted. Point 2. Not interposed for improper purpose and point 3. Not unduly burdensome. Rule 11 does not apply to discovery documents, so this is separate certification for them. Duty to supplement, if a party learns that its response to required disclosure, interrogatory, request for production or request for admission is incomplete or incorrect, she must supplement the response. Issue. Scope of discovery. What information can we get through discovery? General rule. Rule. As a general rule, parties can discover anything relevant to a claim or defense. Relevant means reasonably calculated to lead to the discovery of admissible evidence. This is broader than admissible. A party's objection at discovery, this is not admissible at trial, is not good. You may discover even hearsay. Issue. Privileged matter. Rule. Privileged matter is not discoverable. All evidential privileges apply here. But you must object with particularity. Issue. Work product or trial preparation materials. Rule. Work product or trial preparation materials. Material prepared in anticipation of litigation. Is generally protected from discovery. E.g. X sues Y for losses sustained when a vessel sank. Y, fearing the suit, had hired Z, an attorney, who interviewed G, a witness to the sinking. Z.A, had G write a statement regarding the incident. B, made a note that based on what G says, there appears to be no defense, and C, made a note that G is stupid and would make a lousy witness at trial. All three items are work product, BC. Each was generated in anticipation of litigation. So start with assumption it is not discoverable. However, item .A is discoverable if P shows point 1. Substantial need. 2. It is not otherwise available. But item .B and .C are absolutely protected BC. They are point 1. Mental impressions. 2. Opinions, point 3. Conclusions, and point 4. Legal theories. Work product does not have to be generated by a lawyer. It can be by the party or any representative of the party. Issue. Experts. Rarely tested. Rule. Parties are required to produce information about experts who may be used at trial without request from party. In addition, party may take deposition of any expert whose opinions may be presented at trial. Consulting expert. Retained in anticipation of litigation but will not testify at trial, no discovery absent, exceptional need. Not available elsewhere. Issue. Enforcement of discovery rule. Rule. There are three main ways discovery problems are presented to court. Protective order, responding party seeks protective order. A. Request is overburdensome or B. Involves trade secrets and want an order limiting disclosure to the litigation. C. Electronically stored information is not reasonably accessible. E.g., deleted files. Or D. Request seeks work product partial violation, receiving party answers some and objects to others. If the objections are not upheld, this is a partial violation, which expects a light sanction. Total violation. Receiving party fails completely to attend deposition, respond to interrogatories or to respond to requests for production. This is a total violation, which expects a heavy sanction. If a party fails to produce electronically stored information because it was lost in the operation of an electronic information system, generally there is no sanction, provided it was lost in the good faith routine operation of the system. Issue. Sanctions against party. Rule. The party seeking sanctions must certify to the court that she tried in good faith to get the information without court involvement. Partial violation, need to follow two steps, can get an order compelling the party to answer the unanswered questions, plus costs. Including attorney's fees. Of bringing motion if the party violates the order compelling him to answer, Rambo sanctions plus costs. Including attorney's fees re the motion. And could be held in contempt for violating a court order. Except no contempt for refusal to submit to medical exam. Total violation, Rambo plus costs. And attorney's fees re the motion. No need to get an order compelling answers. Goes directly Rambo. Rambo sanctions. Choices available to judge. Establishment order. Establishes facts as true. Strike pleadings of the disobedient party. As to issues re the discovery. Disallow evidence from the disobedient party. As to issues re the discovery. Dismiss P's case. If bad faith shown. Enter default judgment against D. If bad faith shown. Complex cases, joining parties. Issue. Proper parties. Rule. Who may be joined as co-parties. Parties may sue together as co-P if point 1. Their claims arise from same TO and point 2. They raise at least one common question. Party may sue more than two parties. The taxi driver and the cab company. As co-D if the claims against them point 1. Arise from the same TO and point 2. Raise at least one common question. E.g. C, M, and L are injured when the taxi in which they are riding crashes. Then assess SMJ. Always. Issue. Necessary and indispensable parties. E.g. B holds 1,000 shares of stock in D.com. S claims that he and B agreed to buy the stock jointly and that he paid for half the stock. S sues D seeking to have B's shares cancelled and the stock reissued in their joint names. Is B necessary? Rule. Some absentees. Non-parties. Must be forced to join in the case when they are necessary. Or required. An absentee who meets any of these tests are necessary. 1. Without her, the court cannot accord complete relief among existing parties. Point 2. Her interest may be harmed if she is not joined, or point 3. She claims an interest which subjects a party to multiple obligations. Point 2. Is most likely in the bar joint tortfeasor is not necessary party. E.g. Yes. B probably meets all three tests. But test point 2. is the most obvious because if P wins, B's stock will be cancelled. Issue. Can necessary party be joined? Rule. If the party is necessary, her joinder is feasible if 1. There is personal jurisdiction over him, and 2. Joining him will not destroy diversity. If joinder is feasible, bring her into the case, and the court decides whether she is brought in as a P or as a D. If the necessary party cannot be joined, the court must either 1. Proceed without her or 2. Dismiss the case. Unlikely in the bar. The court makes that decision considering 1. Is there an alternative form available? 2. What is the actual likelihood of prejudice? 3. Can the court shape relief to avoid that prejudice? If the court decides to dismiss rather than proceed without the necessary party, then we call the party indispensable. Issue. Imp leader. Third party practice. Rule. A defending party wants to bring in someone new. Third party defendant. TPD. Because the TPD may owe indemnity or contribution to the defending party on the underlying claim. D has right to imp lead within 14 days after serving answer. After that, need court permission. E.g. P sues D to recover for personal injuries from a car wreck. D has a right to indemnify or contribution from S. To imp leading the TPD in the pending case, D must 1. File third-party complaint naming S as TPD and 2. Serve process on the TPD. The court must have personal jurisdiction over TPD. After TPD is joined, P can assert a claim against TPD, if the claim arises from the same TO as the underlying case. After TPD is joined, TPD assert a claim against P, if the claim arises from the same TO as the underlying case. Then, for any of these claims, assess SMJ. As always. If the claim invokes diversity or FQ, it is okay. If one of those claims does not invoke diversity or FQ, then supplemental jurisdiction. Issue. Intervention. Rule. Unlikely. Issue. Interpleader unlikely. Rule. One holding property forces all potential claimants into a single lawsuit to avoid multiple litigation and inconsistency. Person with property is called the stakeholder. Folks who want it are called the claimants to determine diversity of citizenship. Under rule interpleader, stakeholder must be diverse from every claimant. Under statutory interpleader, one claimant must be diverse from one other claimant. Do not care about stakeholder's citizenship. Amount in controversy, under the rule, must exceed $75,000, under the statute $500 or more. Service of process, under the rule, treated as a regular lawsuit, under the statute, nationwide service. So no personal jurisdiction problems over claimants in U.S. Venue, rule, like a regular case, statute, any district where any claimant resides. E.g. X. Inc. in Dell, PPB in New York. Holds a fund of $100,000 under a life insurance policy. After the insured dies, potential claimants to the fund are B.NJ, G.NM, and N. New York. X wants to avoid being sued on the policy in three different actions, so, X interpleads. 1. No rule interpleader because no diversity. Stakeholder is not diverse from every claimant. 2. There is statutory interpleader, for diversity, one claimant is diverse from one other. All other requirements met. Issue. The class action. Rule. The class action is an action which the representative S. Republic sues on behalf of class members. Issue. Initial requirements. Rule. Must demonstrate all of these: numerosity, too many class members for practicable joinder, commonality, there are some questions of law or fact in common to class, typicality, reps claims defenses typical of those of the class, representative is adequate, rep will fairly and adequately represent class. Issue. Type of case requirement other procedures. Rule. Must fit the case within one of three types: prejudice, class treatment necessary to avoid harm either to class members or to party opposing class. E.g., many claimants to a fund. Individual suits might deplete the fund, leaving some without remedy. Unlikely tested. Injunction or declaratory judgment. Not damages. Sought because class was treated alike by other party. E.g., employment discrimination. Slight more but still unlikely tested. Damages, .it. Common questions predominate over individual questions and B. Class action is the superior method to handle the dispute. E.g., mass torts, bus crash case, each passenger has each individual damages questions but predominate common question, whether driver had negligence. Very likely to tested. The court must determine, at an early practicable time, whether to certify the case to proceed as a class action. If the court certifies the class, it must define the class and the class claims, issues, or defenses. Then, the court must appoint class counsel. Class counsel must fairly and adequately represent the interests of the class. In the type 3 class, the court must notify class members, including individual notice. Usually by mail. To all reasonably identifiable members. The notice tells them various things, including .a, they can opt out, .b, they will be bound if they do not, and .c, they can enter a separate appearance through counsel. The rep pays to give this notice. In type 1 and 2. This kind of notice is not required. All class members are bound by the judgment, except those who opt out of a type 3 class. In type 1 and 2. There is no right to opt out. The parties can dismiss or settle a certified class action only with court approval. In all three types of class action, the court gives notice to class members to get their feedback on whether the case should be settled or dismissed. If it is type 3 class, the court might give members a second chance to opt out. Issue. SMJ for class action. Rule. The class could invoke FQ jurisdiction by asserting a claim arising under federal law. For diversity jurisdiction, consider only the rep. Ignore other class members' citizenships. For amount in controversy, the rep's claim must exceed $75,000. So, as long as the rep is diverse from all DS and as long as the rep's claim exceeds $75,000, SMJ is okay. Issue. Class Action Fairness Act of 2005. Rule. Unlikely adjudication. Issue. Pre-trial adjudication voluntary dismissal. Rarely tested. Rule. Voluntary dismissal may be allowed on court order. And P may have to pay D's costs. But sometimes P has a right to do so simply by filing a written notice of dismissal. Before D answers, P can file a written notice of dismissal. P may voluntarily dismiss without prejudice before D serves her answer or a motion for summary judgment. Without prejudice means P can refile the case. But if P dismisses the second case by written notice, it is with prejudice, so the claim cannot be reasserted. P cannot file even in a dot issue. Default and default judgment. Rule. Unlikely. Issue. Failure to state a claim. A motion to dismiss for failure to state a claim. Important. Rule. Under FRCP 12.B.6, D moves to dismiss for failure to state a claim. It tests only the sufficiency of P's allegations. The court assumes all allegations are true and asks, if P proved all she has alleged, would she win a judgment? This tests to see whether the facts alleged state a claim that the law would recognize. In ruling on this motion, the court does not look at the evidence. The court only looks at the face of the complaint. E.g. 1, P sues D, alleging, what he said made me feel cheap. Even assuming it is true, there is no claim there and the court will grant D's motion. E.g. 2, P's complaint sets forth the elements of a claim but also shows on its face that there is a complete defense that bars the claim. Motion to dismiss granted because if everything P says were true, P would lose. The same motion, if made after D has answered, has a different name, a motion for judgment on the pleadings. CA tested. Issue. Summary judgment. Rule. Moving party must show 1. There is no genuine dispute as to material issue of fact and 2. That she is entitled to judgment as a matter of law. In summary judgment, the court can look at evidence. The court generally views the evidence in the light most favorable to the non-moving party. The idea of summary judgment is to weed out cases in which we do not need trial. Trial is to resolve dispute of fact, dot issue. Hypo for summary judgment e.g. P sues the company he founded, X Inc., alleging that representative of the company defamed him by making a derogatory statement to a reporter at a meeting. X files an answer, in which it claims that it never made any such statement. X then moves for SJ, attaching affidavits of a priest, a rabbi, and a nun, all of whom swear they were at the meeting, that no X representative said anything about P. Rule. Affidavits are sworn statement that made under penalty of perjury. So they can be treated as evidence. In response, P files no affidavits, but relies on the allegations in his complaint. SJ probably granted because P gave the court no evidence, because pleadings are not evidence unless verified. So the only evidence before the court are X's affidavits. And based on those, there is no dispute of fact. Pleadings verified under oath is treated as affidavits. RT, unverified pleadings are not evidence, but they might be relevant on SJ. Example, if D failed to deny an allegation by P, it can be treated as fact. Instead, P responds with an affidavit from Y, who swears he heard about the meeting and was told that X made the derogatory statement about P. SJ probably granted, too. Because Y's statement is inadmissible. Hearsay. So we are in the same position as in instead, P responds with deposition testimony from an alcoholic, drug addicted, convicted swindler who swears he was at the meeting and X said derogatory things about P, SJ denied. Because the evidence for P is first-hand knowledge and creates a dispute on a material issue in fact. Look at the evidence and just ask, is there disputes of fact, and here, there is. Soon as you see the dispute you must deny SJ. Whether affidavits are reliable or not is irrelevant. Issue. Conferences and meetings. Rule. Rule 26.F, conference, unless court order says otherwise, at least 21 days before scheduling conference. Or scheduling order is due, parties discuss claims, defenses and settlement. Must form discovery plan and present it to court in writing within 14 days. Never tested. Scheduling order, unless local rule or court order says otherwise, the court enters an order scheduling cutoffs for joinder, amendment, motion, etc. Never tested. Pretrial conferences, the court may hold pretrial conferences as needed to expedite the case and foster settlement. Final pretrial conference determines issues to be tried and evidence to be proffered. Recorded in pretrial conference order that basically supersedes the pleadings, may be amended to prevent manifest injustice. A tough standard. The final pretrial conference order is an important document. It is a roadmap of issues to be tried, evidence to be presented at trial, witnesses, etc. There are no surprises at the trial. Issue. Trial, judgment and post-trial motions. Jury trial. Rule. Juries determine facts and are instructed on the law by the judge. Right to jury trial in federal court, 7th Amendment, applies only in federal court, not state court, preserves the right to jury in civil actions at law, but not in suits at equity. If a case involves both law and equity, parties get a jury to decide the facts underlying the claim for damages, but not the equity claim. The court usually proceeds jury issues first. Requirement of demand, must demand in writing no later than 14 days after service of the last pleading raising jury triable issue. In the jury selection process, voir dire, each side has unlimited strikes for cause, e.g., bias, prejudice, related to a party. Each side, not each party. Also gets 3 peremptory strikes. Peremptory strikes must be used in a race and gender neutral way because jury selection is a state action, even if the state is not a party. By important Supreme Court case. At least 6 jurors. A verdict cannot be taken from fewer than 6. And no more than 12. There are no alternate jurors. All participate unless excused for good cause. Motion for judgment as a matter of law. JMOL. Old name, directed verdict. This is an exceptional order, the effect of which is to take the case away from the jury. Can move after the other side has been heard at trial. So usually D can move twice, at close of P's evidence and at close of all evidence at trial. P only at close of all evidence. Standard for granting motion, reasonable people could not disagree on the result. Court views evidence in the light most favorable to the non-moving party. Issue. Renewed motion for judgment as a matter of law. Rule. Renewed motion for judgment as a matter of law. Old name, judgment notwithstanding verdict. Comes after trial. Judge did not grant JMOL, and the case went to jury. It returns a verdict for one party and the court enters judgment on the basis of the verdict. Now, the losing party files a RJMOL. If RJMOL is granted, the court enters judgment for the party that lost the jury verdict. Move within 28 days after entry of judgment. Standard is same as JMOL, so, if granted, the jury reached a conclusion that reasonable people could not have reached. JMOL at an appropriate time during trial is a prerequisite. If you did not move for JMOL at trial, you cannot bring the RJMOL. Issue. Motion for a new trial. Rule. Judgment entered, but errors at trial require a new trial. Something happened that makes the judge think the parity should start over and retry the case. Move within 28 days after judgment. Grounds, point 1. Prejudicial. Not harmless. Error at trial makes judgment unfair. E.g., wrong jury instruction, evidentiary ruling, point 2. New evidence that could not have been obtained with due diligence for the original trial. 3. Prejudicial misconduct of party or attorney or third party or juror. E.g., juror conducted independent investigation of accident, point 4. Judgment is against the weight of the evidence. Serious error of judgment by jury, point 5. Excessive or inadequate damages. Issue. Motion to set aside judgment. Unlikely. Rule. Grounds timing, clerical error any time mistake, excusable neglect reasonable time. Never more than 1 year. New evidence that could not have been discovered with due diligence for a new trial motion reasonable time. Never more than 1 year. Judgment is void reasonable time. No maximum. Appellate review. Rarely tested. Issue. Appellate review. Rule. U.S. Courts of Appeals to review what Federal District Court did. Issue. Final judgment rule. Rule. As a general rule, can appeal only from final judgment, which means an ultimate decision by the trial court of the merits of the entire case. File notice of appeal in trial court within 30 days after entry of final judgment. To determine if it is a final judgment, ask, after making this order, does the trial court have anything left to do on the merits of the case? If answer is, yes, it is not final. Grant of motion for new trial is not a final judgment. B.C. The trial court has to have a new trial. Denial of a motion for new trial is final. Grant of motion to remand to state court is not final. B.C. That is not appealable by statute. Grant or denial of RJMOL is final. Issue. Rule. May be appealable even though not final judgment. Interlocutory orders reviewable as of right, orders granting, modifying, refusing, etc. Injunctions, appointing, refusing to appoint receivers. Findings of patent infringement where only an accounting is left to be accomplished by trial court, orders affecting possession of property, example attachment. Interlocutory Appeals Act, allows appeal of non-final order if trial judge certifies that it involves a controlling issue of law as to which there is substantial ground for difference of opinion and the Court of Appeals agrees to hear it. Collateral order, exception, appellate court has discretion to hear ruling on an issue if it a. is distinct from the merits of the case, b. involves an important legal question, and c. is essentially unreviewable if parties must await a final judgment. E.g., claim of immunity from suit, such as a state's claim of 11th Amendment immunity from suit for damages. When more than one claim is presented in a case. E.g., claim and counterclaim, or when there are multiple parties, the trial court may expressly direct entry of a final judgment as to one or more of them if it makes an express finding that there is no just reason for delay. Extraordinary writ, not technically an appeal, but an original proceeding in appellate court to compel the trial judge to make or vacate a particular order. Not a substitute for appeal, available only to enforce a clear legal duty. Class action, Court of Appeals has discretion to review order granting or denying certification of class action. Must seek review within 14 days of order. Appeal do not stay proceedings at trial court unless trial judge or Court of Appeals so orders. File this request in the Court of Appeals. California Civil Procedure. Test should tell that suit was brought to California court. Are we in the right court? Personal jurisdiction. Answer pattern. Answer pattern. The issue is whether the state X court has personal jurisdiction over P and D. Personal jurisdiction refers to the ability of a court to exercise power over a particular defendant. Statutory limitations on in personal jurisdiction. Most states have statutes granting their courts personal jurisdiction when the D. 1. Is present in the forum state and personally served with process. Point 2. Is domiciled in the forum state. 3. Consents to jurisdiction, or point 4. Has committed acts bringing him within the scope of the forum state's long-arm statutes. Because P is. Long-arm statute. State X's California's. Long-arm statute provides that jurisdiction over non-residents may be exercised on any basis not inconsistent with the U.S. Constitution. Under this statute, jurisdiction is proper so long as it is constitutional. Constitutional limitations on personal jurisdiction. Jurisdiction is constitutional when sufficient minimum contacts exist between the D and the forum so that exercise of jurisdiction does not offend traditional notions of fair play and substantial justice. This standard requires two tests to be cleared. Point 1. Minimum contacts and point 2. Fairness. D's minimum contacts. In considering whether minimum contacts exist, the court will look at two factors. Point 1. Purposeful availment and point 2. Foreseeability. Whether minimum contacts exist, making the exercise of jurisdiction fair involves a balancing test. The court will look at the quantity and nature of the D's contacts with the forum, their connection with the cause of action, and interest of the forum in protecting its citizens. Purposeful availment. The first issue is whether D purposefully availed itself of the benefits and protections of the forum state. D had. Foreseeability. D should have reasonably anticipated. Fairness of exercising jurisdiction over D. In addition to sufficient minimum contacts, the exercise of jurisdiction must not offend traditional notions of fair play and substantial justice. To assess fairness, a court will look at point 1. The relatedness of the claim to the contact, point 2. Convenience of the forum to D, and point 3. The forum state's interest in the outcome. Relatedness of claim to contact in this case. Convenience in this case. Forum state's interest in this case. State X has a strong interest in protecting its residents from. Issue. Personal jurisdiction. Rule. See above answer pattern. This involves one question. Can P sue D in this state? Which court should we go to is a matter of SMJ. Analysis is exactly the same between federal and state court, though both steps should be mentioned. Constitutional step is far more important. Issue. In personal jurisdiction. Rule. Statutory analysis, see above answer pattern. Issue. Constitutional analysis. Check good hypo at p36 of handout. Rule. Mainly, see above answer pattern. Determining factors, see below. Purposeful availment. D's voluntary act. D must reach out to the forum in some way. Examples of purposeful availment: trying to exploit a market using a roads. Driving around the highway. Causing some effect. Sending defective product to state and harm something, etc. Almost anything. Foreseeability: it must be foreseeable that D could get sued in this forum. Fairness. Relatedness: does the P's claim arise from the D's contact with the forum? Yes, the court might uphold jurisdiction even if the D does not have a great deal of contact with CA where the claim is related to D's contact with the forum. It is called specific personal jurisdiction. No, then jurisdiction is okay only if the court has general personal jurisdiction. D must have continuous and systematic ties with the forum. Example, domicile and incorporation or just anything. Convenience standard, the forum is okay unless it puts D at a severe disadvantage in the litigation. Very tough to show, severe. Supreme Court does not care much about this. Due process guarantees only, not unconscious forum. State's interest, example, provide forum for its citizens. Always throughout this factor. Always assess each factor and come to a reasonable conclusion.